Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, what's that song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? How many of these things are we going to get before it's over, my friend?
Boy, I tell you, we're trying to catch up on our average rainfall all in 2 weeks.
Yes, well, I think we did. We caught up and superseded the drought. But it's got to end, and it looks like it's going to be sometime late morning in your area, or maybe this afternoon. Did you get out at all this week in between the raindrops?
I did not get out at all this week as far as fishing. I did bring some venison over to our friends at Double D, so I will have some fresh sausage here pretty soon.
Well, I hope you got your ticket, too, for the drawing for the sportsman's package.
You know what, Don? It was raining, and I did not get a ticket. I might have to call them and see if they can do it over the phone.
Oh, I'm sure they'll take care of you. Yeah, you don't want to miss out on winning a 308 Browning white gold medallion with the Leopold scope and a leather case. It's going to be, and they got till April 1st, so anybody brings a hog or deer over there. Well, how did you acquire this venison? You told me you didn't get one on the trip you made.
Well, my buddy invited me back. He had been seeing quite a few, not far from his house there up in central Mississippi. So I made a trip up there one afternoon, and we sat in the stand and saw 10. They kind of came and went, and then a good-sized doe came out, a little under 100 pounds, and we will have fresh sausage.
Good for you. You know, that's always the issue. You know, you say, look, I want to hold back. The rut is on. I'm not going to take the first deer that comes in. I'm not even going to take a small buck. I'm waiting for the trophy deer. And then a lot of times that last doe goes away and nothing else comes back. And you leave empty-handed. So you made the right decision, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. Two came out, and we estimated they might have been about 60 pounds. And they seemed to be looking back into the woods. But they didn't stay out very long. They left in maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And then another 20 minutes later, we had 6 come out. And they seemed to be migrating towards us ever so slow. Of course, the biggest one seemed to be further away from us. And then all of a sudden, all their tails went up, and they all ran in the woods. And we thought, oh, I wonder if a bigger one's around, or did they hear some sort of noise that scared them? So we kind of thought, you know, like you were saying, we waited too long. And then another 5 minutes went by, and 2 more came from a total different direction. And we estimated those to be in the 80 to 100-pound class, and one of them fell victim.
Perfect, perfect. Well, glad you got your venison sausage on order. Well, getting back to the fishing, what's going to happen when this wind switches around and picks up a little bit of intensity and the water temperatures maybe start to drop again as we got a little bit of cold weather coming and some clear skies next week? How are you going to respond? What will be your plan?
Well, I tell you, Don, at this time of year, like you said earlier, you definitely want to find clean water. Always want to find clean water. And then after that, this time of year, what's most important to me is the water temperature. So fortunately, I have a temperature gauge on my depth finder, and I would love to be above, say, 53. 53 and above, I feel like I can catch almost anything, speckled trout, redfish, bass, flounder, you know, all of the fish that we enjoy. It gets below 53, you still can catch quite a few different species, but trout really get lethargic in that last 3 degrees, 50 to 53, really tough to catch them. So that's, you know, that's when I find myself targeting redfish or drum or sheephead. And then, you know, you constantly watch that temperature gauge, and if it does warm up towards the middle of the day, then maybe you could change your strategy and go look for some speckled trout.
Got it. Good plan. Good plan of action, Captain Mike. Mike, if people want to check on your schedule and get a trip booked in there some kind of way, sideways, upside down, in between the lines, they can find you on my site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You're at AAofLA.com. And give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and go over calendar dates.
My number is pretty simple to remember. 985-781-5000. 7811.
And, Mike, what type of sausage is your favorite from Double D? What flavor?
I get mild green onion sausage.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like mine a little spicy, but the green onion goes good with the venison. Good choice.
Yeah, that's our favorite. We use that with red beans and rice on Mondays.
There you go. Thanks, Mike, for the report. We appreciate it as always. Congratulations on the venison, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Hopefully we have a drier report next week.
Yeah, I don't think it could be any wetter. Thanks again. All right, that's Captain Mike Gallo.